Om Shanti. 15th August 2019, Thursday. Today's slogan: make negative reasons into positive solutions. Make negative reasons, karan, into positive solutions, samadhan. Converting negative reasons into positive solutions. Reasons, excuses, karan. Baba says, convert this karan into nivaran or samadhan, that is solution. We have got a very long standing habit of giving excuses, pretexts for everything. Human being is always defensive, resorting to justifications and rationalizations. But what Baba wants is, all the reasons that you give for not doing things, convert them into positive solutions. So there are two things. One is negativity and second is reasons, karan. In our childhood, there used to come one serial on television, Tom and Jerry. It still comes. So Tom and Jerry. So Tom is a cat and Jerry is the mouse. So Tom is always trying to catch Jerry, but Jerry is very clever. No matter what Tom does, Jerry always escapes. And Tom is always in trouble. So in that serial, they used to show, whenever Tom has a thought of perceiving Jerry, two things would happen. One angel would prop up on his one shoulder and on other shoulder one devil. Devil would say, go and catch Jerry. And angel would say, no, have mercy on him. Just leave him. So whom did Tom listen or followed? So the answer was on whomsoever he focused. So there were two persons. One was angel. Every time the angel would come and say, oh, just don't go after Jerry, leave him. But then the devil would come up and the devil will say, catch him, kill him, he is troubling you all the time. But no matter what Tom ever did, Tom could never catch Jerry, because Jerry was too clever a mouse. So Tom and Jerry. So whenever we have any thought, there are two things prop up, positive and negative, and what we do on whatever we focus on. If we focus on this voice of angel, the result would be positive. If we focus on the voice of Jerry, the devil, the result would be negative. So somewhere you have the habit to listen to the devil more, and the devil says, catch, kill, do something wrong, break Srimat. That's what is the negative thing. Negative thinking is a pattern. As we saw in the previous classes, cognitive distortions. What are those cognitive distortions? They are all different forms of negativities. So Baba wants us to get rid of this negativity. And what is the way to get rid of negativity? Because if we analyze our mind, there are so many thoughts which are negative. And sometimes it becomes difficult to convert negative into positive. So the first step is converting negative into positive, and the second step is converting reasons into solutions. Why you didn't do this? Because this was the reason. Why you didn't do this? Because this was the reason. So rather than, because this becomes a habit to give reason for everything, it's better to keep mum and to search solutions. Because the person who keeps on giving reasons, people may not love in long term. Because then everybody feels you can't tell anything to this person, because he has his reasons, list of reasons ready. Why you don't do this? Because lights were not there. Because I had no time. Because I was tired. Because I had no experience. And multiple things. If some seva is given to somebody, why you didn't do this? So he will start. The greatest example in the history of yagya is the when Brahma Baba had given work to a group of young people, and he told them, by tomorrow morning you bring me the letter. The letter was to be given to Prime Minister or President? President or Prime Minister. So the first person was a businessman, another was engineer, and so third one was some company manager or something like that. So the moment all of them went to room, the lights were off. So they thought, how can we do it? But there was just Brother Jagdish, and he went out with his notebook, with his pen paper, and he was sitting out the whole night drafting and redrafting the letter. And when it was almost 4 a.m. in the morning, he was coming, and these people were going for Amrit Vela. And in fact, they were making a fun of him, and they were even saying that Baba is old man, he might forget. And Baba also knows that there was no light. So next day there was a Murli class, and Baba even didn't mention about it. So those other brothers were quite happy that either Baba has forgotten or he knew that it was difficult to do it at night. And then they went for some picnic into that mountains, and then they came back, and after that Baba asked, who has done it? So they all were mum and Jagdish brother, as he says, I was feeling ashamed. Actually they should feel ashamed, but he was feeling little uncomfortable, and he said, okay, I have done it. And that's how he got the blessing that you will become the, will become the what? Chief spokesman of this university. That's how he got the blessing. So he could have given hundreds of reasons. We are tired, it's late night, and it can be done next day also, and there, how can I do it? There is no light, how can I do it? And we can give any reasons to Baba, that next day morning I will give it by afternoon. Many things he could have done, but then he didn't give any reasons. In the military also, whatever you are ordered, do it without any reasonings. There is not to reason why, there is but to do and die. That's how the military rule goes. But giving reasons in fact is a habit. Sometimes there is no cause, there is nothing, but still out of habit person is forced to keep on giving reasons after reasons after reasons after reasons. And then, as I said, gradually that creates a subtle negative impression upon others, and people know that you cannot tell anything to this person because he resorts to reasonings. So giving reasons in fact should be included in the list of vices. This is also one of the subtle vices. In fact, this it's showing that the person is full of complaints within. Person is a complaint box. There is a lot of rain. So we will do yoga in our room only. Multiple reasons. Yes, we'll have a little more rest. Feeling sick. In one Gyanamrit, there was once 108 reasons. I have yet to find that. For not reading or listening Murli. Raining, it was raining, guest had come, we were tired, prefer tiffin for the children, many things like that. So multiple reasons had come. So giving reasons, the person might appear logical, rational, and the justification might be true, yet it should not be resorted to. Because the person who is giving the task also knows the difficult situations here on the other end. And that is the test. That is the litmus test. That's how in the most of the difficult situation one has to come up. Come out with flying colors. So, reasonings, lame reasons, lame excuses, lame pretexts. These all to be avoided. Now coming to again negative things. And whenever we give reasons, most of them are concocted, modified, tampered with truth. There is no complete truth in that. Either you have suppressed the truth, modified the truth, or exaggerated the truth. We have a tendency to do these three things with truth. If this is the truth, what we do? We modify it to our convenience. We suppress it. And otherwise we exaggerate it. You convert more out of anything you... Maximization and minimization we had seen in the class of cognitive distortions. Either we make it very high or we make it very low. So both things we do. We suppress it at times. Or we modify it to our convenience. So truth is truth. Whatever it is, if you accept it, probably you will learn. But if you try to justify and rationalize and give excuses, the learning process is hampered. So, this is in fact, today is 15th August. This is one of the freedom. One should get free from this. This is also, vices are not just five vices. As you, that is told only during the 7-day course, five vices. But as you progress, you keep on discovering new vice every day. Every day new vice, and that is coming out from your own mind. A new vice is added to this five. There was a list of Maya Shatakam. 100 types of Maya. Sushil Bhai had sent. There's a huge list of Maya. So, not resorting to reasonings. And now, negativity. So, Baba is saying convert negative reasons into positive solutions. One's approach should be solution oriented. No matter if there is a difficulty, there must be some solution to it. There is no question of this earth, on this earth, which has got no answer. There is no problem which has got no answer. There is no prayer which remains unanswered. And in fact, the greatest prayers are those which are always unanswered. For example, as I said previously, a monkey mosquito, after his first flight, first trip, He comes home. His dad asks him, how was it? He said, it was wonderful. When I flew, human beings clapped hand for me. When I had my first flight, human beings, they were clapping for me. So this is the example of positivity. People were clapping, in fact trying to kill him. But then what he thought? They are clapping. So that is the act of positivity. And for positivity, sometimes you have to turn deaf ears. For example, you also know that there was a mountain and all the frog. There was a marathon or a, not marathon, this climbing. First a marathon also and then climbing the mountain. Something like that was organized for all the frogs. And the whole village had come to see this competition of mountain climbing. And the mountain was very big and people were totally pessimistic. And everybody was discouraging all the frogs. So every frog was trying to go and they would hear voices from the audience. Oh, you can't do it. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Come down, come down, come down. It's very tough. You will fall down, you will fall down. So many of the frogs, they were jumping and falling down, jumping and falling down. None was able to do because there was a total chaos and everybody was shouting loudly. But one frog was just climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. No effect. He was just climbed and he climbed. And he came first. And then there was an interview and the press reporters came. And they asked him, what is the secret of your success? And they understood that he is not answering. They asked him, why? Tell us, what is the secret? How could you climb and nobody else could? And later on, they understood that he is deaf. So he could not hear anything. So if you want to reach the summit, if you want to reach the zenith, the highest point, you have to become deaf to what the world is saying. Because there would be a lot of negative feedback. How do you take it? That is also another thing. But most of the time, there would be attempts to thought to stop you from going ahead. And you have to become deaf, you have to become blind, and you have to become mute. So, may you be blind, may you be mute, and may you be deaf. These are the three qualifications needed to achieve success in life. Blind to what all negative scenes, mute, don't spread negativity or talk about negativity, and deaf, turn a deaf ear, turn a blind eye and turn a deaf ear to the things which are around you. Otherwise these negative things will fill the mind to the core, and once the mind is filled with negativity, it's very difficult. No matter what you do, a mind which is negative would see everything as negative only. Just as there's a tree and the guru went with his two disciples and he asked one of the disciples, what do you see? So first disciple, see, I see that when you throw stones at the tree, then the tree gives fruits. It means that unless and until you throw stones, tree is not going to give fruit. So it is best that if you want fruits or if you want good things from others, you have to hit them hard. Then only you earn something. Otherwise nobody is kind here enough to give you anything. You have to resort to violence. You have to resort to all the diplomacy. Then only people will be giving you something. So that was his interpretation. The second disciple said, how tolerant the tree is, how kind, how loveful the tree is. You throw a stone at the tree and the tree in turn is giving fruit. So these are the two different ways of thinking. What you see? What are you seeing? Half glass or full glass? That all depends. So there are negative thoughts within us. So the real Independence Day is freedom from negativity. The real independence is freedom from reasoning. The real independence is freedom from vices. The real independence is freedom from all the chains, all the bondages, all the shackles. The real independence is freedom from waste. The real independence is freedom from laziness. The real independence is freedom from slackness or carelessness. The real independence is freedom from jealousy. The real independence is freedom from cognitive distortions, negative thought patterns. So this is in fact real independence. Political freedom is a very weak type of freedom. If a country is politically freed from some other country's rule, it doesn't mean that it has got freedom. Freedom is a very different thing. Freedom means freedom from addictions. This is real independence. Freedom means freedom from mental disorders, bodily disorders. Freedom means freedom from self-victimization. Freedom means freedom from blame culture, blame game. Freedom means freedom from inferiority complex, superiority complex. This is in fact the real freedom. And more attempt should be done at this, because this is a very internal process. Outside people die and those all things are okay. But this is in fact the real freedom. Even when India was celebrating the first Independence Day, 15th August 1947. Mahatma Gandhi was not there. Where he was? He was not in Delhi that time. He was in Naukhali, Bengal, because there was a Hindu and Muslim riots and he was on fast. He was on strike. Because his concept of freedom was little different. Though political freedom is definitely an important thing, and it was that time, but he knew the real freedom was something else. And that's why if you read the rules of the ashram, whether it's Sabarmati or Sevagram, there were strict rules for the people who were living there. The life of simplicity, the life of cleanliness, the life of inner beauty, the life of spirituality. So the attempt should be at inner freedom. The attempt should be at independence from outside things. That is the real freedom. So today Baba wants us to get rid from reasonings and negativity. And if we see, each one of us resorts to these two things. We cannot say that I am free from this. So today's slogan: make negative reasons into positive solutions. Samadhan. So no karan, no reasons, no pretext, no excuses, no lame excuses, and converting everything into positive solution. In the most of the negative situations, trying to find out what is the positivity and what could be the solution. So our approach should be solution oriented rather than problem oriented. Some people are problem oriented. Even when there is no problem, they will create problem there and then put everybody in problem by their solutions and opinions. No? For safety or whatever reasons. But they are problem creators. They create. Wherever they go, new problems generate. They have the speciality of creating problems. great and transfer the problems. Musibat Hussein, Jagdish Bhai used to call him Musibat Hussein. He is the Musibat Hussein. Wherever he goes, new problems are created. Never thought of. So much creativity in creating problems. And they transfer the problems to other and then they enjoy. Like the person, if you have a lot of tension, they suggest one solution. What is that solution? Go to the temple. And you see a lot of footwears outside. So do it here and there. And then once people come out, they finish aarti and everything, they will keep on searching, oh, where is my footwear, where is my chappal? And you look at the distance and enjoy. This is the method for stress management. When you are in stress, make everything ulta pulta, hodgepodge. And when people are all in trouble, sit at a distance and enjoy. This is one of the methods people resort. You see others in trouble. Shanti.